Track 16, County People. Now we hear about two women with their own business ideas.
Anyone who has ever completed a sporting event like a marathon, triathlon or cycling sportive probably still has their commemorative medal. You wear it for an hour or so after the event, but that's usually it and it ends up buried in a drawer. It was finding a way of keeping the memory of a big event alive which inspired Annie Harper to start a business. She just completed the London Marathon in 2011 and had a little charm made to celebrate her success. I went to my running club and people were saying, "Where did you get that?" she says. So it evolved from something I wanted to something lots of people wanted. And Charming Rewards was born, offering people charms, bracelets, cufflinks and other mementos of their achievements. Annie set up the business with good friend and fellow athlete Geraldine Jordan. Geraldine has moved on now, but they remain friends. In 2016, Annie was diagnosed with bilateral breast cancer, which led to a tough spell of chemotherapy, a double mastectomy and radiotherapy. Despite that, though, she kept running for the pure joy of it and to regain my strength. She is now hopefully free of the disease. With events off the calendar in the pandemic, Annie had to think outside the box, offering charms for motivation rather than reward and medals for children. But with events starting up again, she's positive about the future, looking at new outlets and designs. Norfolk is in her blood. She grew up in Wroxham, spent time away in London and Australia, but came back as people always do, she says. She takes care to source her materials locally, including glass, packaging and leather. I try and keep as much in the county as possible, she says. You can find more information on charmingrewards.co.uk.
Cat's the way to do it. If you're hoping for a holiday and can't take the cat, Claire Schooner can help. She set up a cattery during lockdown. Palm View Cattery in Sprowston near Norwich is a family affair. In normal times, Claire's dad Nigel is entertainer Nigel Boysire, known as East Anglia's funniest accordionist and a dab hand with jokes and songs. With his career on hold due to the pandemic, he helped Claire create six spacious pens with plenty of room for jumping and climbing, scratch posts, toys, cosy beds and even underfloor heating. Claire, who has three cats and qualifications in feline care and behaviour, decided to start the business before the pandemic, having come through breast cancer. "Dad has always been my rock," she said. "He was by my side at every appointment, making me laugh throughout. Being able to start this new business venture with my family supporting me was something positive we all needed."